Hey folks, welcome back to my podcast, the Evil Dungeon Master Podcast, the Evil Universe Podcast, whatever we're calling it. This week I'm going to be talking about something that's probably going to be a little unpopular to most people, but I don't really care because this is my podcast and you can just skip this episode if you don't care. But as you know, anybody that's listened to me for years and years and years know that I'm a big wrestling fan since I've been a kid in the 80s. I've watched wrestling all my life, and I still watch it. I went through the Attitude Era, I went through, you know, the Golden Era of the 80s, and the Attitude Era, and then the Ruthless Aggression, and then the downfall of wrestling to crap that it is now, until, finally, we got rid of Vince McMahon. Well, we all know what happened to him. If you don't, you can Google it. I'd rather not talk about that, because it's really embarrassing and disgusting, but I mean, he's innocent until proven guilty, but I'm pretty sure he's guilty on this account of the trafficking that he did. But I'm not going to get into that. What we're going to talk about this week is that wrestling is back. I mean, good wrestling, good drama, good segments, good promos, and good matches are finally back on the table. I mean, Monday Night Raw last night, which was the... We're getting closer to WrestleMania, so the road to WrestleMania, so March 25th last night, 2024, was 2 weeks before WrestleMania, and it was probably one of the better Monday Night Raws since the Attitude Era itself. I mean, the show started off with crybaby Cody Rhodes coming out and talking about his second chance to win the title from Roman Reigns at WrestleMania because he won the Royal Rumble. And then we get a surprise entrance by The Rock, which nobody knew he was going to show up. And according to news sources, it was a last-minute put-together by The Rock, and they put it together. I mean, The Rock is obviously on the TKO board, which is the board that governs over WWE and UFC. So I guess he could do whatever the hell he wants now at this point. And it was good for ratings. It was good for the show itself. It made the show more enjoyable. He came out in the middle of Cody's promo, walked over to him, whispered something to him, and left. I don't know, the whole less is more thing is better. I mean, it really made my wife and I were sitting there go, what did he say? What did he say? What did he say? I thought he said, I'm going to mess you up, but apparently he said, I'm going to make you bleed. And then as wrestling normally does with everything else in the world, when they ask the people, what did you say? They say, well, talk to him, or I can't tell you what he said. It's not worth repeating. So the mystery is left to you as the viewer to figure out what it is until it finally does happen or hits you, or you look at some news source and they tell you. I had to look at a news source because I had no idea. The Rock said, I'm going to make you bleed. And that's all he said and left. The crowd did boo that he didn't say anything, but don't worry, later on we get a bunch of Rock stuff at the end of the show. Another highlight of the night is the tag team division is actually worthwhile again. I mean, Judgment Day is a stable that has the tag titles, Damian Priest and Finn Balor. They have the tag titles right now. And there are all these teams that are trying to vie for this championship. The one that really stands out is Awesome Truth, which is R-Truth and The Miz. But they were having a match last night, and we had R-Truth on commentary with The Miz, with DIY and I can't remember the other tag team offhand, but it was. But R-Truth on commentary was absolutely hysterical. His gimmick of being goofy and mixing up names and calling people whatever else and screwing things up just gets funnier every time. R-Truth is definitely a very good character, a very good actor. I enjoy anytime he speaks. I love him. I love Ron the Truth Killings. He's awesome. Well, it ended with the Judgment Day coming out and just destroying everybody in that tag match and standing there reigning supreme over all the tag teams holding the belts up high. So it was a very good segment of them just beating up people. And yeah, I know wrestling's fake. You can say that all you want in the comments, or you could say it all you want in the voicemails you're going to send me. I don't care. I know it's predetermined. I don't care. I know it's a script. Sure. It's as fake as you make it. I mean, you can't do some of the things that they do and call it fake. Yeah, you have to be able to do it and take the bump without getting hurt. Yes, it's fake as far as it's predetermined. Yes, I will agree with that. But that's part of the excitement, is to figure out who is going to win and who's going to outdo the other person to get that win. So I have no problem with it being fake. We also got a segment of CM Punk returning to Monday Night Raw, and he explained, and he had an awesome promo. I mean, I don't particularly care for CM Punk that much, but even he had me excited because some of the things he talked about. And then we had Drew McIntyre come out, and they both looked like they were ad-libbing off one another as far as what was going on. And news sources did confirm that, because it was kind of weird how they were doing it, and they were kind of talking over each other once in a while. So I knew they really weren't on script. And you could tell, being a wrestling fan, what happens when wrestlers are not on script. You could tell. They're interrupting each other. It doesn't sound and doesn't flow sometimes, but sometimes it just flows really well. And last night, they had a whole segment talking about each other, how they're going to, you know, how Drew McIntyre ended CM Punk's chance at WrestleMania 40 because he, you know, broke his arm pretty much, or bicep, tore his muscle in one of the matches. And I thought it was interesting that they were talking about Drew McIntyre brought up that he was the chosen one. And CM Punk said, "Oh yeah, who gave you that name? Who's that? I dare you to say it," which he didn't say, but it was Vince McMahon. And they, you know, just teased that little whole thing right then. It was really good. But we are going to get CM Punk at WrestleMania 40, whether he's going to be on commentary or a guest referee, I have no idea. They plan on using him. They might as well, because his contract, do something with him at least. I mean, he's just sitting there doing nothing. So, and he's very good on commentary, so put him on commentary. I agree with that. We saw from Gunther, the Ring General, one of the greatest intercontinental champions since, I don't know, the 80s. He's really good. He really puts some prestige on the belt. He holds it with dignity, and he's held it the longest reigning intercontinental champion of all time at this point. He's held it longer than the Honky Tonk Man, who had the record. Everybody remembers the Honky Tonk Man. What a joke, right? That's really the highlights of Raw, other than the end. After the final match with Jey Uso, everybody started getting into a brawl as the Bloodline showed up. But then, as Cody went backstage to take care of the Bloodline, The Rock shows up and starts beating the crap out of Cody Rhodes, throwing him into walls, throwing him into doors. Then they brought him outside into the rain and threw him into his tour bus repeatedly, into his head into it as well, to the point that he started bleeding on his head. The Rock gave a really great promo in the rain and took off his belt that said Mama Rhodes on it and took the blood off Cody's face and smeared it onto the belt, because he promised to hand the belt that The Rock wears to his mother with Cody's blood all over it. And we got an excellent, excellent promo in the rain. This is really Attitude Era stuff for wrestling. This is when wrestling was at its highest, when they were getting millions and millions of views on TV. And I don't want to hear the bullshit that people are saying, well, there wasn't a lot of stuff to watch back then. No, this was the 90s. This wasn't like people only had four channels to watch. There were lots of channels to watch, lots of TV on in the 90s. So, especially in the late 90s, when the Attitude Era was at its prime, in like 97, 98, around there was plenty of things to watch on TV. So there's no excuse to say that there was nothing else to watch. I know a lot of people said, well, there was not a lot of stuff on TV. There's plenty of stuff on TV. But that's about my review of Monday Night Raw. I was really excited after watching it. I look forward to SmackDown now. They're doing stuff on there as well. And Monday Night Raw next week until we get to WrestleMania. We'll see how WrestleMania turns out. I'll give you my review of that as well. It's going to be a two-day event. Should be a lot of fun. All right, with that said, I'm going to head out. This is Vince, the Evil Dungeon Master, saying goodnight, everybody, and God bless.